The Omnipol company, which is at the center of a scandal involving allegedly overpriced military transport planes, has defended itself. It says its profits from the deal were normal and amounted to far less than police and the media have asserted. Meanwhile, a parliamentary committee has begun examining the evidence to determine whether to give up MP and former defense minister Vlasta Parkanova, whom the police want to prosecute over the deal. Christian Falvey has more.
According to the police, the CASA transport planes that the Czech Defense Ministry purchased from Spain in 2009 were overpriced by a tremendous 658 million crowns, costing the Czechs more than double what the Polish or Portuguese paid for the same aircraft. On Tuesday, the weapons manufacturer Omnipol, which mediated the deal for the government, held a rare press conference to give their side of the story. Director Michal Hon told Czech Radio that after banking and exchange rate fees and taxes, the company earned only 85 million crowns on the deal. As for comparisons with other countries, he had this to say.
This talk of normal prices paid from public funds elsewhere and which army bought similar planes is completely misleading. No one has published any information about the financial sources of those deals or what planes with what equipage were purchased. I can't comment on it because I haven't seen the contracts and I doubt that the people who are talking so loudly about it have seen them either. I can say, for example, that from public sources I found out that the Finnish army bought two planes for 45 million euros and another two of the same type for 112 million.
The sum of 85 million corresponds to a gross profit of roughly 3% of the entire order. The police case appears to rest on an estimate of 658 million compiled by the U.S. company American Appraisal. According to Omnipol and others, that estimate is necessarily misleading, as it is impossible to assess the standard price of such a piece of military technology, a view contested in turn by American Appraisal and by defense analyst Jaroslav Štefec, who told Czech television the following.
The price paid definitely does not correspond to the price of three aircraft. 2 years, I think, before the purchase, the C-295M version of the plane was being offered on the CASA website for about $22 million. It is not true that the price cannot be determined from public sources. I also happen to know that the CASA company made the defense ministry a specific offer that was around $23 million per plane before the company Omnipol and the heads of the defense ministry got involved in the deal.
All told, the government of Mirek Topolánek spent roughly 3.5 billion for the four planes in the closing days of its tenure. Michal Hon says that Defense Minister Vlasta Parkanova, who the police now want Parliament to give up for prosecution, was never involved in the negotiations, and that Omnipol's public defense has nothing to do with protecting her, but with protecting itself from calls to return nearly 700 million crowns it, quote, never stole and never possessed.
Thank you for that, Christian. And if you have an opinion on the issue, please feel free to share either on our Facebook wall through a comment or also via email to english@radio.cz.